是在很好，就是基督徒是否能打击现在我们的手。我真的想说他到底怎么诗歌，因为这辈子唱诗歌不是诗歌，但是如果你要我唱诗歌你还是喜欢的，你就是其中的一首。
I've done more than 1,000
things
in my life, and this is one of the top three
that
I like.
I was 16 years old,
about
this. I
told
my daughter that I wrote a song, so
I'm
in my weaknesses,
and then this song will always
pick up
my spirit.
I told my daughter that I wrote a
song, so I'm in my weaknesses, and then this song will
但是你的意思是否有一天发现你的记忆力不管用？这个现在是你刚刚发现一种从前没有做的事情，真的没做
了。
每次看到这些孩子们从外地回来，我们都很高兴。这里希望是许可的话，真的是让每一个人毕业以后都能回来。
The Lord willing, we hope that all of you will come back to our home church.
Not
only that,
you're
coming back and bring us a lot of joy, but God's
house needs you. Yeah, I think today is my
last sermon of the year. Next week will be
God's Sunday. I think today is my last sermon.他们把今年的背心经文印出来了。今年的背心经文。我不晓得大家有没有注意到，我们今年我第一次在教会讲主日的时候，背心经文跟今天的背心经文是一样。
I don't know if you have noticed, our first sermon verse of the year is the same as today's verse.
那天我讲到的主题是讲到要及时行道，认真走路。
The today of the sermon message is that we have to diligently do the work, God's work.
很快的时间已经到了年底，这一年终过去了。
And then before we know that this is the end of the year, we get moved
on. 但是我们这边跟弟兄姊妹讲到，神把百姓从埃及救出来，不是我们的。
And that day I mentioned to brothers and sisters that.The purpose of God of delivering a children of God out of Egypt is not for them to walk in the wilderness. We have all given testimony that God has delivered us and rescued us from the world, but that is not the purpose of
God.
The purpose of God's salvation
is not to
lead us into the land of Canaan and into Christ.
所以每一个人从得救到真正住在基督里，进了这个在迦南里面享受神丰富的这一段叫做旷野的路程。
So the process, the between process from the salvation and into Canaan is the wilderness.
就是我们的整天路，就是你我的 life, 我们的人生。
And that is our pilgrimage, that is our life.
所以整个所有神儿女们在走旷野的路上的时候，有两个非常大的。
So there are two great challenges while walking on in the wilderness. And we see two conditions repeatedly happen on children of God. Because of their unbelief and disobedience, they died in the wilderness. They were being rescued, but they were not led into them.
另外一帮神的百姓呢，曾经在旷野里面绕行、绕行、绕行。
And another group of God's children, they just keep circling in the wilderness.
他们不住绕行，但是却不得成长。
They continue to walk and to circle, but they do not get to move.
直到有一天，他们真的起来往前走，进迦南去。
Until one day they truly rise up and enter into the land.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们只听到没有行道的话，我们就是在绕行。
Brothers and sisters, if we are only the hearer but not the doer of word, we are but only circling. Sooner or later, our time will be up and then we have to leave.
So, we are today going to read this passage of scripture, we are very
seriously reading.
啊，我知道我们今年大家这个信息的回馈的效率比之前增强很多啊。但是我希望我们能够平行我们才能够
两
个书在一个设计两个书里面中英文我们一起读了啊，就是你们要行道，不要单单听到自己欺哄自己，因为听到而不行道的就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见酒后随即忘了他的相貌如何，唯有详细查看那却被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这个人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。好，在这里雅各用了一个很好的比喻。假如我们如果听到却没有行到，就变成人造自己。当时你有什么感受？你好像看见一些东西，但是一听了就忘记了。除非你详细查看一直在这里。所以说你没在这里，他这里是一句话，他说不要单单听到，然后你想说什么？是自欺哄自己。
So, he's saying that do not just be only careless
and deceiving
yourself.
But I want to ask you,
if you have never been deceived by anyone,
亚哈王是卖把自己给卖掉。
The scripture says King Ahab he sold himself.
因为他背弃神。
He said he departed from.
他不要神上好的，他其实圣经上用一句话是很深刻的话，说他把自己给卖了。
So the Bible illustrated very with the example that he sold himself because he forsake.
但圣经上有另一个字叫做欺哄自己，欺骗自己。
But there's another word in the scripture.
这个在上这个时代里面被欺骗的
很多。
我忘了是2008年还是2009年，听说网络上这种新的名词开始第一名的，你知道是什么吗？叫做山寨，听过吗？
2008年
啊，台湾叫海盗版啊，这个中国叫山寨版。我是没有那个时间去找，还以为是有人寄给我一个那个麦当劳啦，什么 Burger King 啊，所有的都是这个山寨版，中间差一个字。
Someone sent me an email showing me pictures or articles, even McDonald's, Burger King, all of them have counterfeits.
不光是产品有山寨版，每个人都有山寨版，听过吗？当时我们就说这种没有什么名的东西，不会有人有山寨这个东西啊，有人发现。
For me, I'm not that famous, so I don't think there will be a counterfeit of a thing.
但所有有些好的东西都有欺骗。
So all the good things.
有一次，他说你以前忘了是谁了，他知道我要喝茶，送了我一罐这个台湾高山茶。
Many years ago, someone gave me some very famous tea from China.
好是吗？我记得我后来带来给你们看过。
I remember I brought it to show you.
我回家把那个塑料袋拆开来，很高兴哈，打开来的时候，发现里面是一包白瓜子。
But actually, the bag has pumpkin seeds and some tea seeds.
然后我就吃了个白瓜子，都是美味。
As I tried the pumping thing of the dog water.
所以我这个我也不相信圣经里面不充满神的话，所以就是你的方式就是在里面那个容易不被骗。但是我们就是看着方法，告诉自己什么？但是蛮小的，两千年以前圣经里面一直在讲到说标志性，标志性。
2000年以前的，你Scripture都telling us，do not deceive and do not deceive yourself。啊，刚好大家新约圣经里面讲过标志性的地方，有十几方，有没有觉得想得到？啊，就是think of other places that New Testament talk about，do not deceive。不光在这里，听到不行的，就是第十年之前，大家一定要讲标志性。Be not only hearers，but
那时候，第六章第一章，不要吸收是吃麦粒的人种的是什么，收的是什么。所以千万不要以为你今天怎么过生活，你将来不会吃苦头，那叫做自己吃苦。你就是重视的，将来就是不吸收什么。你今天的收是不是因为过去曾经讲过？所以你这个埋怨人就没有人喜欢你，你不要觉得是人家瞧不起。
所以你这个埋怨人就没有人喜欢你，你不要觉得是人家瞧不起。
1 John 1:9说， 不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。这是我们整年的方式祈祷。
The first is to walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, God, the direction of the
Spirit.
How about summer retreat?
So that's to be following our meditations on the nature and to that Spirit.
And after that, we have a series of indwelling of Christ and abiding in
Christ.
If you cannot remember any of the messages, please remember these phrases.
神律法的意义是要成就在那些不随从肉体，是随从圣灵的人身上。
The righteous requirement of the law will be fulfilled on those who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
然后另外就是讲到基督的内住和住在基督里。
And then we talk about the indwelling of Christ as abiding in Christ.
因着基督的内住。
Because the indwelling of Christ.
让一切所有属灵的应许跟这个丰富成为可能。
So that all spiritual blessings and the promises become powerful.
因着我们住在基督里。
But because we abide in Christ.
就让这一切的应许和丰富成为事实跟经历。
So that all the blessings and promises become reality and in the experience.
如果没有基督的内住，所有东西都没有。
Without the indwelling of Christ, then there's nothing else is important.
那有基督的内住，如果我们不住在基督里，我们仍旧没有经历。
But even if we have Christ indwelling in us, but if we do not abide in Christ, then we still will not experience.
所以我是想说，如果大家连这两句话都熟的话，已经在上面可以说清楚了。
So at least remember two verses.
哪两个？一个是随从。
One is according to.
另外一个是住在。
And then abide.
So what
does it mean to walk according?
Okay, 所以当圣灵在我们心中运行的时候，随从圣灵的就是生命平安。
If we follow according to the Holy Spirit, there will be life and peace.
然后随从肉体的就是
死。And when we follow the flesh, we experience death.
所以基督不管你是谁。
No matter who you are,
甚至你有没有信耶稣，
not,
在我们里面都有两个东西在运行在带领。
第一
叫做肉体，
flesh,
就是我们的天
然。
我们的兴趣、我们生活的教育、我们的知识、我们的判断，我们常常不服从他做事
情。All of us we can follow to make the decision.
另外一个就是住在我们里面的心灵，住在我们里面的基督。
Another one is the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, and that is.
随从就是当他运行、当他带领的时候，我跟着他。
When he walks and when he leads, then we follow.
他停的时候，我停。
When he stops, we stop.
我记得我们大学的时候，那时候我们才20岁。
I remember when I was in college, I was in my 2021 year.
我们学班长学给的那个情形当中，从台湾来的，知道的，我先生，我们去一个。跟一个军营联络了以后，我们大学生就居住在他们那里。
And my entire class went to a military camp on the mountain hill.
当天那天下着雨，有雷雨交加，很大的雨。
That day we had rainstorm.
好像那天那个排长呢，他开始说你们有没有人想过去这边泡温泉？他们才知道山上有温泉，在北投那一带。
And then that day, one of the leaders in the military asked, "Anyone who wants to follow me to go to the hot spring?"
那我们这边有些男孩子，他们很有兴趣的，就跟着去。
And some young men among us, they were interested, they went.
他们并不是那种旅馆式的民宿，山里面的，就很安全。
So the hot spring was not in a hotel, but it was all natural.
因为我们平常从来没到过那座山上，我们从来没到过那座山
上，
我们怎么知道它在哪里？
So how will we know where it is?
那穿过小溪，穿过树林，要怎么走？或者怎么走才能到的？
We have to walk on the narrow streets and the narrow ways and then go through all kinds of trails.
所以你可以照着自己的兴趣去走。
Yes, you may walk according to whatever you like.
你可以随时走。
Or you can follow the leader.
他知道往哪里去。
Because he knows the way.
他知道面对的是谁。
He knows where I'm going.
他后来我那天没有去，他回来告诉我，回来以后他就回去了哈，我忘了是想起谁了。
And then after afterwards, my friend came back with a big poisonous snake.
他们说他们走到一半，那个牌子就停了，停
了。They were telling me that halfway through, and then the leader said, "Stop, everyone, stop."
雨也是下雨。
It was raining.
神经都听得到，但是这个神像马上就知道你是。
And then the leader
said, "Here, take." 然后他就掏出准备一枪把那个蛇打死了。
He pulled out his gun and just shot the
snake. 所以那天晚上我们的宵夜是喝毒蛇汤。
And then we had snake soup the next night.
啊，所以我们真的高兴的不得了。那天于是你不知道那是蛇，是被我们来告诉你是蛇惨叫。
And then all the boys were very happy. So Nancy did not know she took the snake soup and afterwards we told her that she screamed.
因为当我们在人生的路上没有一个忠实可靠有能力的引领者的时候
On this way of life, if we do not have a trustworthy and faithful leader,
你人生是很危险
Our life can be very dangerous.
真是不过是万年
在
我们生命里面，如果没有一个生命力量在那里运行，那我们可以胜过肉体、胜过罪恶的话，我们常常是一个失败
者。But in our life, in the inner life, if there's no power within us that can overcome sin or temptation, our life can often be a failure.
我们千万不要认为说我得胜，我没有得胜是神的事情，他为什么不给我力量胜过失败？
This is nothing that if we fail, it's God's business because He does not give me power to overcome temptation. So when He says that it's not to by you while you are about to sin. But in our daily smallest things, including our thoughts, the Holy Spirit will lead us.
如果我们不懂得随从他，我们就不可能在大的试探面前我们说我们可以靠着他。
If we do not know how to follow the Holy Spirit in the smallest things, then we cannot overcome in the great temptation.
所以我要复习的事情，一个是讲到顺服。
So what I want to review, one is to walk according to.
第二个是讲到主和
的爱。The second is about the
Lord. 属基督住在我们里面，我们就是基督。
If Christ dwells within us, and we abide in Christ.
这个我希望靠几个实习去生活。我已经提到到十四章的那句话。
So I have repeated these things.
所有重生得救的人都在基督里。
All of us were born again, regenerated. We are in Christ.
但是我们并不都住在基督里。
But not all of us abide in Christ.
所有重生得救的人，基督都内住。
All of us were born again. We have Christ dwell within us.
但是并不是所有的人都活出了基督。
But not all of us live out of
Christ. 我们都在空气里面。
Just as if we all live in the air.
但是什么时候你不住在空气里，就表示你死了。
But anytime you do not abide in the air, then you die.
因为你跟他之间的交通，你对他的依靠，你对他的享受，全部断绝。
When your fellowship with the air and your dependence with the air stops.
你看这个正在是很好，我想得到草丛去冰天雪地，今天看的是十几度哎。
The weather is very cold and it's about 10-20 degrees.
你看我们刚才讲到这种风雪，讲到这种风雪的时候，提供一个房子让人可以进避避风。
So there is like a shelters for homeless or for people who are in the storm.
你进到那个房间里面，你就被保护，你就安全，你就温暖。
When you enter into the shelter, you're protected and you are warm.
所以在基督里跟不在基督里是一个境界，是一个范围的问题。
So whether you are in Christ or not is a matter of where you are.
其实我们都在基督里。
God made us all in Christ.
但是如果你被摆在那里面，然后你就不知道在里面享受吃喝休息啊，这个享受恩典的话，你不会在里面，你却没有在里面。
If after being placed in Christ, you still do not know how to enjoy it, then you are only in Christ, but you are not abiding in Christ. So that is these two phrases to review the challenges of this year. First is going to, and the
one
is. And the Holy Spirit reminds us
of.
Secondly, for the music.
我今天在祷告的时候，有一个字出现在我里面，叫做庆祝。
As I was praying the other day, one word came out. Maybe in Chinese, the English translation of while.
也是你们原谅我这个常常讲这一方面的事情，因为我真的觉得时间太少了。
Please forgive me for keep repeating this kind of messages because I really feel that our time is running short.
他说有时候我们都累到一个地步，就是我觉得晕眩一下，在想说如果有一天就这么走了，那么永远以来放不放心。
Sometimes I get so tired and I feel dizzy, and that is that alarms me. What if I just pass away? If I just leave like that, do I have any regrets?
当我常常听到那么多的人讲到突然走掉了，突然死去亲人了，我会觉得好可惜。
When I hear the news of some people suddenly pass away, then I feel sorry.
所以趁这个机会讲到说，因为时间不是无止境的。
When we say while something, it means our time is not without a limit.
机会不是 always 都有的，对吗？
It's not always an opportunity.
所有的机会在时间里。
All opportunities happen in the time, in the frame of time.
当时间过去的时候，你可能机会就掉了。
When time comes, the opportunity comes also.
就是说中国话叫做失之交臂，就一时间就失去了。
So that you easily just don't have the time.
你看这个。我们今年在德国的时候
，This year when we went to visit Germany，
我们那天要从那个西德杜塞尔多夫坐火车，那个高速火车到法兰克福，然后搭飞机回美国。
And then we were gonna take the high-speed train from West Germany to Frankfurt and then to take the plane back to the US。
那我们就问他们说到火车站要多久？他说20分钟就够了。
And then the how long does it take to go to the train？They said about 20 minutes. It's very close. the other day I was listening to a message by Dr. Yin. He
said that
oftentimes at memorial service, the person or the dead person receives so many flowers. If while he was living, he never received any flowers, what's the good of those flowers at the memorial service? While this person is lying there, cannot hear anything, everyone praises him. But they would not say such things while he was alive. Or even complain or hurt. Once at a memorial service, everyone was praising the person who died. And then that person's wife asked the kid, would you like to speak to church often to make sure that was your dad? Because no one prays with him like that. Because I could see the opportunity. Because all opportunities will go by as time comes.
There's
one thing I'd like to remind
everyone.
First, let's read Hebrews chapter 3, verses 13 and 14.
So, you're saying that you're
So how can we become partakers in Christ? So why is your call today that we stand by the
way?
So that we will not be deceived by sin. We become partakers in Christ. Let's cherish the time we are together. So when God places with some other people, that they become blessings for them and then they become
angels.
If we have this determination, I'm going to be blessing for all of those who are
longing.
Not only that they will receive grace from you, but you will be the most blessed
of them.
I get the illustration before. Say, I have a quarter in my pocket, and so does Brother Doe, and then what if we exchange the quarter?
Do we have any
loss? Do we have any loss?
No,
such changes are a fair value exchange, no loss, no gain. If this morning I share with Father Doe my study of the Bible, and then he shared with me his understanding of the Bible, and then do we have any loss? Do we have any gain? Because I receive his insight. And as I share with him my understanding, not only that I share, but I understand my own insight even more deeply. So if whenever we are together, we share God's blessings and grace, then we will be blessed. Praise upon
him.
Originally, my understanding could be very small, but after sharing, my understanding must increase
tenfold.
It's very hard to hammer a long nail for 5 or 6 inches. into the law, which I've heard so many people say that this is my childhood, but But the Lord did not give me a such gift, so I had to hammer it with a hand
hammer.
In the middle of the nail of my bed and refused to get in. So whenever we're together, let's edify each other. How wonderful that
is.
When there's a party, the person from the beginning to the end did not say a word. So someone often
said,
if you are a foolish man, then today you did something very wise. The scripture says, if a foolish man holds his tongue, that will be called a
reversal.
Because when you speak, you reveal how foolish you are. And then just like someone who has never boarded a plane before, and then the steward asked him, so you want the window seat or the aisle seat? He says, oh, you cannot take the window seat because I cannot take the wind, I will get busy. So the steward says, sir, you really have good sense of humor. I'm telling the truth, how come you don't believe me? The more he says, the more he reveals how foolish he was. And even the proverb says, foolish man should hold his tongue, and that would be his wisdom. But then the person follows to the talk to the person at the party. But if you are a wise man, then today you've done a foolish
thing.
In other words, if you have a deep insight about life and you have something to bless others, why don't you do that? Maybe he is not a foolish man, but a selfish man. So today, if everything that we can think of is something that's corrupting and not edifying, then maybe we should
hold our tongue.
But if we have experienced God's grace and we have words to encourage others and we don't say it, we're being selfish. But I thank God for putting us together with brothers and sisters and
family.
And we love and support each other and we shed tears and we laugh together.
Today,
all the college students are going to a retreat in the middle of William has a lot of worries and keeps sending reminding emails. I hope that every one of us will be someone who do not need others to discipline them.
It's
not that we do not want to be disciplined. And nobody likes to be disciplined. So what's important is to mature to be someone who do not need to be disciplined. Young people like to go away for college, they want to be independent. What they are asking for oftentimes is freedom, but not independence. If everyone wants freedom, but to be independent, you need to be mature and responsible. So that we pray for your retreat, that not only that it will be joyful, but also fruitful. Put us together to be
companions.
So thank you, the neighbor. Thank God for putting you next to me. So thank God for putting us together. Let's read John chapter 9, verse 4.
是在白日，我们必须做那差我来时的工，黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。当一方面，主耶稣基督发生时，他不做了，神让他离开这个世界。Jesus
said that because he was about to be crucified and leave this world.
但是另一方面，我相信在这里，我们必须要记住。And
so it's also a reminder for us to seize the opportunity.
他就说那个机会是稍纵即逝，他的时间。
Oftentimes the opportunity was helped by
us.
This year I was touched me that our brother Wayne came from China and shared with us how they serve the laborers.
Because
now is the time that a lot of our people in China they move into the cities from villages to get to become laborers.
There's
a need for gospel they need love, they need direction, and they have lots of issues. But after Brother Wayne shared with his co-workers, they pretty much have selected all the vehicles, all the cars in church. So they sent out all the vehicles they can collect from a church to bring back all the laborers and then share gospel with them, give them gifts, to all the things. And that is to seize the opportunity.
我们十年前，我们也知道，我们不做工的话，整个世界这个好处的堕落，这个做工的果效跟力量会越来越弱。This
year we keep going back to China, getting to China because we want to seize the opportunity before the society becomes so hardened and corrupted, then the gospel will be hard to preach.
所以现在就常常有时候后悔，我工作的时候如果多背一点圣经多好。
Like nowadays, I often regret, why didn't I memorize more Bible verses while I was still in high school? Because that was the time my memory was at the peak. Because I used my memory to memorize all the sayings of Confucius. Because of my major, I had to memorize a lot of things.
啊，真正要去支持的。所以，最近教会在成大的祈福师事业里面。我们能够为神做工，为神插百姓，真是一个机会，是一个恩典。
So it is an opportunity of grace, that we get to serve in Hong Kong.
And then since then, it's kind of between the
we visited an Iranian church. It's very hard for the Muslims to become
Christians.
The pastor told us that all of the members of their congregation, more than 200 of them,
but
they're all like first generation immigrants. And then all of them were Muslims before. Again, now they have a group of Muslims convert to worship. When I visited their church, a lot of people went as volunteers because they are brought into ministry and then they want to volunteer in the ministry. The sister reported that after we announced the need for volunteers, six brothers and sisters volunteers, all from the newcomers group. So we're very touched by their responsiveness. I hope more brothers and sisters will consecrate their free time.
So you really Mother Teresa, so what we can do?
Some people have to see the great work, great ministry of Mother Teresa. Pastor, what can we do? She doesn't like when people ask
us.
All the opportunities are before you. What do you ask me? You can buy your own
propaganda.
Please don't say, Lord, what can I do for you? We have this need and that need, and nobody volunteers. What else do we want? Even if you can only commit 1 hour per week, that is okay, and that's good. At least I can share with Sister Allen, and we can give you some appointment. Even if you only distribute food that at the cafeteria once a month, that will be okay. There's nothing too small in
God's house.
Paul urges us that whatever we do, do it from the heart as if we're doing for the Lord. It does not matter if you are recognized or afraid. You do it for the Lord. A couple of days ago, we went down to the basement and it was flooded. So we need things like that. So we need volunteers to work at our house and to find the household chores. Do not think these matters are too small. God really cares our life and our attitude toward Him. So even if you just pick up a piece of a straw from the ground for the sake of loving the Lord, it is more significant to God than a lot of great work. If you see a trash being missed and a ball on the ground and you pick it up, that is considered great in God's
eyes.
We really thank God. There are many co-workers in our church who are very faithful and diligent. Worship co-workers, Sunday school teachers, all of them, but we need more. So actually, as soon as we become Christians, we will start serving God. But if you've been Christian for more than a year, I urge you to at least serve in one service. This is the house of the Lord Jesus. And this is a place where we
testify.
I hope that all our children and adults. The third, to follow Christ seriously and walk the way of life. John chapter 12, verses 35 to
36.
So while you have light, walk. While you have the light, believe in the light. Because the Lord Jesus is the light of life. So we need to walk on this way of ascending and to keep growing. We need to learn from the Lord Jesus. That's what the thing of next year is, to follow in Jesus. Person who truly follows Jesus, his way will become brighter and brighter. And his life will become more and more abundant. And his spiritual growth and experience will become deeper. So if someone asks me, how come I do not grow? Let me assure you, maybe 90 to 100% is because there's some problem with obedience. Or maybe your growth has slowed down recently. Oftentimes it's because we have not been obedient. If the Holy Spirit urged you once and twice and we do not obey, I assure you, you will not
be.
So the Lord Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. There's only one light in this world, and that is the Lord Jesus. Anyone who follows me, in other words, this light is moving, it's moving forward. Maybe you feel enlightened at this point. I feel very happy, I live in the light.
But
this light keeps on moving forward. If you stop following, and pretty soon you're going to find yourself living in darkness because the light has already moved on. And this light is the light of life. And the scripture says it will shine brighter and brighter. Every Christian should be keep on growing and become more and more joyful, and that is for sure. So if you feel you have been shy and then you have not been growing, then let me assure you, probably you have not been obedient. Before we complain about we don't have experience or the church has not provided, let us examine ourselves. Have we been obedient? Now, please offer up the best to the Lord. This parable, we have all been very familiar. Mary, while Jesus was at the table, poured her fragrance on him. So later on, we see many people wanted to anoint Jesus afterwards, but they did not have the
chance.
And then the Lord Jesus especially said, whenever he preached the gospel to the world, remember what the woman had done. The Lord called it a beautiful thing. But all the disciples thought it was a dream. So they brought a wood to pour all the fragrant oil on Jesus. For them, for those who love the Lord, nothing is too expensive.
Thank you so much.
For the Lord, everything is worth it. And yet, she sees the opportunity and offers that to the Lord.
Can
I say, now Jesus is not here, so I don't have the opportunity to offer it to him. The Lord has already said that. If you do anything to the least of the brothers, you are doing unto me. Well, whenever we offer our time, our money, our gifts, and our abilities to the Lord, God's heart will be satisfied. When the future is shared, there was a time that they did not have any food at home. That morning, he knelt on the floor, praising the Lord. Then he heard someone threw something into his yard over the
fence.
As he went to the yard, he saw the bank right. And he tears came out. The first thing that Aaron did not say, did not read, and then did not fall, is that the Father
speaks.
So he experienced first hand miracle and God's love. Did God just all of a sudden appear to him in the glory with a bank of
light?
But God performed this miracle to a brother and sister who did not know about this, but just gave the right to the
obedience.
So the servant of God being poor and lonely was greatly comforted. Not only that he had food to feed his children, but he experienced God's
faithfulness.
Once we mail a check to a sister to support her out of obedience to the urge. And the fact we cannot know what she was
going to do.
But then she makes down a job to serve God without any regular
salary.
That day she ran out of her money, she did not have money to pay for rent, and that day she received our check, and then she made the loan. The amount was exactly her rent. So as we obey God will use us to perform a lot of
miracles.
I shared with you this before also. One day as I was taking tests and I noticed that my dog was getting old. So I told my wife that too that morning. You do not think that I was so poor and I did not have money to buy, but sometimes we just get so busy and not go shopping. So I only share with my wife. And yet that day, on Sunday, at lunchtime, a sister who was opening up the offering box to me from bank. Open up and just so sweet to feel that love. So seize the opportunity and love the Lord now. While we still have the opportunity, let's restore one another and grow together. And seize the opportunity to work for the Lord. And seize the opportunity to follow the Lord in this way of life. this opportunity to offer our best, our time, money, and our gifts to God.
This is
a
glory.
This is a glory. For the Lord sees a day as a thousand years and a thousand
years.
That such a day is much more worth it than a thousand years for another
But
in the old time, the Chinese emperors like to call themselves like thousand year old men. Only Lord Jesus, only Christians can be called thousand year old men.
在我的独立战争的时候，有一个美国的军人对这个英军遭袭，他被要处死刑。During
the Independence War, an American soldier was captured by the British army and was about to be executed.
英军在执行死刑的时候就问他。So
before he was executed, the British army found him.
他这里在没有什么，他下面没有什么话。The
person's name is Nelson Howe, and he asked him, "Do you have anything to say?"
他说我。
This is my greatest regret. But I only have one life to be offered up to my country.
There's
a hymn says, Lord Jesus, if I have a thousand lives, all of them will be offered to you. Again, we only have one life. To love Jesus, do it now. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you. Before we knew it, you already shed your blood on the cross for us. As we open our hearts to receive you,
you've
given us a treasure that is very glorious.
就是你自己亲自去做我们的心情。
We want to thank you with a grateful heart. Thank you for dwelling within us. Thank you for putting the salvation in front of us so that we will know how to abide in you.
Lord,
a year is about to go by.
We often
feel regret and then feel fall short. We hope that in the new year we will not be like that. That we will see every opportunity to love you. We will see every opportunity to obey you and to grow.
And
we will be faithful to all the commission and mission.
While
we still have opportunity, we will serve you and do your work.
We
will share the gospel and testify for the body. We thank you for giving us so many lovable brothers and sisters. And through the internet, so many other brothers and sisters are walking on this way together with us. Lord, revive your church. Revive your children. And we will truly walk in the way. And we will truly love one another. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hear our prayers. And we commit all brothers and sisters who are having some difficult
times.
That we will not enter into New Year with despair or suffering or pain. Strengthen us, Lord. And walk away our fears. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.